This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. The bulletin board system is there. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people interacting. You'll find posts from everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still to come tonight, one state has decided, well, they haven't passed this yet, but someone has proposed a ban on adoption for Republicans. So we'll give you the details on that. Plus, another state is looking at a total ban on abortion as well. And George Bush is urging the Iraqi people to not have a civil war. But let's go back to the phones first. Let's go to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Howdy again.
Hello again, hey. Triddle. So we were talking about the ACLU, and you had a couple more examples about some proof that they are indeed a socialist-leaning organization on some issues. What else did you have for us? And then we'll get into your bipolarness.
Okay, the ACLU takes an active stance that people cannot be denied work simply because of medication. Here's a quote for you. In a decision last year that stunned the civil rights community, the U.S. Supreme Court held that a person is not disabled and therefore not protected from discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act if medication or other corrective devices diminish his or her impairment.
Could you run that by me? Can you translate that? I'm awfully slow tonight, Triddle. I'm kind of getting over being sick. What again?
It means if you take drugs that make it so you can't work, they can't fire you.
Got it. And the ACLU supports that.
Yeah, the ACLU says the fact that the American...
Whoa. Wait, read the statement that you made earlier again.
In a decision last year that stunned the civil rights community, the
Stunned the civil rights community, so that means it stunned the ACLU.
The U.S. Supreme Court held that a person is not disabled and therefore not protected from discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act if medication or other corrective devices diminish his or her impairment. And what they're saying here is that it had to be fixed, that was a problem, that disabled people have rights under the American with Disabilities Act to their job.
They have a right to a job. The typical socialist position of you have a right to work, you have a right to a paycheck, that type of idea.
You got it.
Sounds like an indefensible position to me.
So if you are working at a job and you start taking medication that makes it so you can't operate the forklift anymore or whatever, you can't actually perform your job, the ACLU says, well, you should still be able to collect a paycheck anyway.
Well, maybe they would say that now you have to be given a job in a different department. Maybe,
I see.
Maybe
you can't be fired.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what it sure sounds like to me. And, Johnson, if you'd like to prove me wrong,
I don't know whether or not they're talking about private organizations or whether or not they're talking about government jobs. Because, again, if they're talking about a government job, then I don't know.
Yeah, but we know nobody ever gets fired in government jobs, so I would presume that they're talking about a regular private organization.
Especially not for drug-related things.
Now, Johnson, did you hear my spiel about the positive versus negative liberties and how the ACLU uses liberty in their name only because of positive liberties?
I know briefly about this, the positive versus negative liberty thing, but you'd have to email it directly to me.
Okay, well.
So let's move on. Let's talk about bipolar. You said you were diagnosed as bipolar earlier this week. What does it mean to be bipolar?
I'm not 100% sure. It seems to be an emotional regulation problem. If you think about your emotions as balancing a broom on your hand, as long as you put small little inputs in there, you can keep the whole thing from toppling over, right?
Okay.
But as it gets farther out of whack, it takes bigger and bigger corrective inputs to solve it, or to put it back where it should be.
So basically, like, balancing a broom on your hand would be something that, you know, most people could do, but you're trying to balance a broom on a pencil or something. You've got a very small base for which to balance.
Hmm.
Or perhaps the person who's balancing the broom can't move it very fast.
Right.
So how does that manifest in reality? What does that mean?
Do you remember the post you read about turning FTL into a machine for liberty?
Yes, you posted that on our bulletin board system.
Does that seem out of character for me?
I don't know. I thought it was weird because I think we're already a machine for liberty.
Yeah,
you had some suggestions as to what we could do, which I thought we were pretty much already doing.
Well, yeah, I agree. And that's the problem with mania. It was sounded like a good idea to me, but I couldn't understand that it would be interpreted differently. I had a drive. I had to do it. I had to put that in there. You get very talkative when you're manic. You also you lose memory and logic goes. So you tend to become argumentative as well.
What brings the manic phase about? Is there some sort of trigger?
It is usually brought on by stress, as I've read. And this particular manic episode happened when I saw that torture picture that I told you guys ruined me so bad.
Oh, yes.
That did it. That was enough to push me over the edge. The broom fell over, as it were.
Interesting.
I want to ask you just this is a weird question.
No, go for it, dude.
Do you take a multivitamin?
I do not. And it is possible that my diet was bad. I agree.
I'd just suggest that you just add a multivitamin, a regular multivitamin, and see what happens.
Forget the regular multivitamins. Take chewables or a liquid multivitamin because they get in your system better. Those the major brand ones are hard as little rocks, and they don't get totally assimilated by your
really?
Body.
I've known a lot of people. When I went to a high school for kind of some little special people with attitude problems, and... there were a lot of people who ended up in my school who were bipolar and manic depressive, and I've just known a lot of people like that throughout my life. And I've experienced not the full swing of those symptoms. I mean, I haven't gone out of my mind manic or, you know, gotten really, really depressed, not since I was a teenager, and that's kind of normal. But I have experienced some of those symptoms when I've eaten very poorly for lengthy amounts of time. And, you know, I started taking a multivitamin a while ago. I actually haven't taken it in a little while. But when I did, the effects of taking vitamins and having a better diet were really amazing.
Well, you are what you eat, after all.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you there. I'll definitely keep that in mind. But I have more evidence from my past as I look at how I've lived my life. Bipolar isn't just mania. And you won't only go manic from being bipolar.
Oh, yeah,
the things that can do it. I actually have realized that I've lived the last 15 years of my life in a state of hypomania, which is kind of like manic that is not out of control. Because when I went manic, I stopped eating. I mean, it was bad. It was very, very bad. But when I'm hypomanic, I just happen to be an extremely good computer programmer. And the problem is that when I'm hypomanic, I believe I can do anything. Any problem with the computer, I can solve it. I mean, I've written artificial intelligence software, and it works.
Interesting, and it's funny that you bring that up, because, Johnson, you have an article that ties in.
I have a really interesting article on this.
We're going to get into ADD and how it actually apparently
and
has some
ADD
benefits.
Is very, very similar to manic depressive and bipolar, actually.
Interesting,
so.
Triddle. Now, what made you...
And I have ADD, so...
What made you go and get diagnosed? What made you want to... how did you figure that you needed to go and see a doctor about this?
This is a little embarrassing, but it was when I couldn't stop crying and treating my mom like garbage no matter how much she wanted to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I realized something is not right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Turtle. We appreciate hearing from you. Keep us up to date on your situation there. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Are you a manic depressant? Do you want to tell us what it's like? What are the symptoms? What is it like to live with this?
Depressive. A manic depressant would be an interesting drug, though.
Okay, manic depressive. See, I don't know much about this stuff. That's why I ask questions. So, all right. So, Johnson, you've actually got something that ties in here about ADD. Attention deficit disorder and how it is actually beneficial to people in the tech business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll talk about that. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now, 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our Shrine of Female Listeners there for you to take a look at. Ladies who have sent us their photo from all over the place. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating in the Shrine. It is not a beauty contest. It's simply something that allows us to show off the fact that women listen to Free Talk Live, and not only do they listen to the show, but they like the show so much they've decided to send us a validated photo. And validated means that in the picture, they are showing that they listen to Free Talk Live. They're proving it in the picture. That's what validation is about. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. All right, so we've kind of started things out this hour by talking about I guess what some people consider mental illness, and in some cases, these illnesses might have some perks. They might have some benefits, as we're going to find out here. Johnson, you've got details on ADD, attention deficit disorder.
Rain Man memorized the phone book in that movie.
That's useful.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Kmart.
So what's
Wapner's honestly, Wapner.
So tell me about this, Johnson. What is it? How is it that ADD can benefit people?
Well, many different ways. And I have an article here by a Pete Quiley, who is apparently he's a counselor. He counsels people in ADD. He says that he believes that there are many people who work in the high-tech industry who have ADD much more than the average population. Approximately 5% of the population has ADD, and 85% of adults with ADD don't know that they have it.
Hmm.
He says that it seems to him that ADD in technology industry is a natural fit. The constant change of the high-tech world can be stressful and troubling for some people, but it's often stimulating and energizing for the ADDer. It's a great source of dopamine hits. Although there are no specific statistics for the number of other ADD experts I've talked to, a number of the other ADD experts who he's talked to agrees with his observation. Many people see the many problems associated with ADD, and many people, especially men, avoid getting diagnosed for ADD. They delay in getting diagnosed, and that is that some people portray that it is an almost totally pathological condition, and they view it as just a weakness. Manwich.
Wait, what?
I'm attacking you because I know you've attacked on the air before. You've attacked ADD as something that doesn't exist. And he's specifically claiming in here.
I'm not claiming that it doesn't exist. I'm claiming that it's way overdiagnosed. Like, you have
especially
to be non-functional
kids, right?
In order to be ADD, to my mind, not just busy.
In kids, I might agree with you maybe in kids, but he does say that as far as the adult population go, that there are 5% of the country, and that's not a huge number, but 5% of the country has ADD.
It's a big number.
And that 85% of the adults who have ADD don't know that they have it.
Well, you know, and he's a psychologist, is that right?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be a psychologist, but there wasn't mental illness, right?
I don't believe that he's a psychologist. I believe that he's just kind of a nutritionist.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I know that he counsels people, and I don't know what his credits. I don't know what his credentials are.
I'm not prepared to say that, you know, because I stop in the middle of doing something and want to go do something else, or because I get single-minded, laser beamed on one particular item. I don't think that that's ADD. I think that that's just normal human functioning of people that are successful.
Well, in a lot of cases, at least with young people in the government school system, they are getting diagnosed with ADD simply because they're bored to tears. They're in a government school classroom, and the curriculum is not challenging enough for them, so they get distracted. They go and they might cause trouble as a result of it. And then, of course, the government bureaucrats, they don't like kids that are stepping out of line, that sort of thing. And so they say, your son's got ADD. You need to put him on some pills. Dope him up, because we can't stand having kids like that in our class. And so I think it's definitely overdiagnosed as far as kids are concerned.
Or maybe we all just happen to hang out with people who are ADD-prone personalities. Which is also a distinct possibility, considering that the very small group of people that we all hang out with,
okay.
Every single one of us.
So I believed a girlfriend one time that I have ADD, and I went to a psychologist, person that can prescribe drugs. I went to a psychiatrist,
really,
one time, and said, "Hey, give me some of them ADD pills."
Did you really?
Uh huh. And the guy gave me some ADD pills, and I don't know what they were called offhand. I don't even remember what color they were. It's been years.
Probably purple.
I don't really recall.
Okay.
And I took the pills for 3 days, and I decided that if this is what real brains function like, I don't need one. Thanks.
Well, that's why, and the reason why is because you took the pills for a few days. It takes 30 days to acclimate to it. For the first few days that you take it, just like the guy who called in a little bit earlier, Turtle.
Can you afford a 30-day vacation?
It's not. You don't have to take a 30-day vacation.
I'm just asking you. Can you afford a 30-day vacation?
Were you completely unable to function?
I wasn't completely unable to function,
I will tell you, I will tell you from my personal experience. I took Ritalin in high school. It was middle school. I took Ritalin. I dumped it as well. I couldn't stand it. After the first week, the mood swings got to me so badly that I would feel rage for no particular reason, and I didn't want to acclimate. I was like, I'll just deal with it. Forget it.
I am a high-functioning adult, and I'm not in the tech industry, And I
don't we'll see if any of these things apply to you, that he goes into this list of things. He basically goes on to say, to put it in this perspective, I thought I'd read a list of advantages of having ADD in the wired world to help people in the industry recognize and develop their ADD-related strengths as well as managing their ADD challenges. He also hopes that this might help those who might be afraid of getting diagnosed and treated medication coaching therapy for ADD because of the negative stigma promoted by people who condemned ADD as a moral failure.
Well, now, Johnson, before we get into this list, you are someone who admits you think you have ADD.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I was diagnosed with it, at least as a kid. I don't know if right. I have it now, but I'm positive I do.
Okay. So you go about your life. You've been living your life since middle school without taking any medication. Has it had any sort of negative consequences for you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what?
The only way I'm able to manage my ADD is constant input. I manage my life through the things that he talks about in this article, this top 10 list of things. I manage my ADD by being in the tech world. And through constantly, I go to my lunch break, in my front pocket, I'm going to pull out right now my iPod.
Yes.
I listen to this thing in the grocery store when I'm walking around.
Right.
I listen to it when I'm on my lunch breaks.
What would happen if
I listen
didn't?
To talk radio on my way home? What? I would be mind-numbingly, awfully, amazingly bored. I don't know what would happen if I completely cut myself off from input.
Well,
I was a listener of Free Talk Live well beforehand because I constantly listen to talk radio.
If you ask everybody, everybody is constantly getting input. Our whole society is based around input.
I look at people around me, and there are so many people who don't even know the level of input. For example, what do you do during your evenings, Ian?
Person radio who show?
No. Besides that, after, before, during your day, whatnot, when you are not doing talk radio, we know you're not actually.
No, I always.
You don't watch TV.
No.
So that's one thing that's huge. For example, I listen to, while I'm working, my entire day, I'm working and listening to talk radio. All day. Every day.
Okay.
So, in other words,
people turn on radios while they work.
But not lots of people are listening to them constantly.
If you want to be ADD, you can be ADD. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're not. I just think that it's way, way overdiagnosed. And not overdiagnosed. It's to some extent, a nonsense disease.
So you're saying if you didn't have an iPod, you'd go nutso?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to come back
to know what kind of nutso. I don't know what I'd be inspired to do, but it would be a lot of other things.
800-259-9231. That is toll-free. We're going to find out the top 10 ways ADD helps people in the tech industry. Coming up.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, months worth of the show. We give them away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. All right, still to come here tonight, we got one state that has this, that is working on, somebody's working on it at least, passing a ban on adoption for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
That and more all on the way. Plus, Johnson, you've got the top 10 reasons why ADD might actually help people in the tech industry. We're going to get to that, but I wanted to put that on hold for a moment because we do have George on the line with us. George, TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got a big announcement to make.
Do you?
Yeah, as
the
of
TSA's
this
disbanding.
Morning. Huh?
TSA is disbanding.
You're
all going home.
Actually, not really. Not until after I quit it. But now.
Yeah, they'll just fall apart without you.
As of this morning, I became a member of the Free State Project.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was pretty much one of the I'm not one of the first 1,000 yet because I don't know when I'm going to move, but I just thought I'd let you guys know.
That's excellent. So you are one of the first 8,000 members of the Free State Project.
And probably the first person in TSA to do it.
The first honorary TSA member of the Free State Project.
So are you going to fly to New Hampshire when you go?
I'm going to the Pork Fest, but I think it's cheap from where I'm at. Cheaper to fly to Boston than drive up to New Hampshire.
If I could ask, what was it that pushed you over the edge? What was it that got you off the fence, George?
Oh, I've been meaning to do it. I just, you know, it's one of those things. I'm one of those guys that considers my word as my bond. And, you know, it's just with New Hampshire being freezing cold, I have a coworker who said he grew up there saying, like, oh, yeah, you think it's cold here, George? No. I grew up in New Hampshire. It is butt cold. All that.
Butt cold?
And wow. Just uprooting, yeah, pretty much. So I was like, I'm going to do it. It's not like I have to move right away anyway.
Now, do you think that you, do you have any friends that you might be able to recruit into the Free State Project as well? Any other liberty-minded individuals that you hang around with?
I talk with some of them, but most of them, they just say, oh, my God, that is too cold. Only one other person that is even close to liberty-minded as I am. He's from Florida himself, and he's like, he whines like a little one, you know, with the winters here, and I think it will be a cold day in hell to get him to move all the way up there.
The weather is certainly, I think, the most primary challenge. That's probably the biggest objection that people have to joining the Free State Project.
Other than that, I'd probably be there right now almost.
Indeed. So the plan is basically to get some savings together, that sort of thing, and then move whenever you're ready, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much racking up on my thrift savings plan that I got.
Now, does the TSA have a transfer option? Could you transfer up to the Manchester Airport or something like that, make it a little bit easier?
I got to rack up some more leave time for that. You know, I mean, since I'm not exactly liking my job that much, I usually every now and then I would call out sick sometimes just to get a day off from that.
Yeah.
So I would have to rack up some things before they would approve me. Like, my SSD, that's Federal Security Director, released me to leave anyway, but I got to get rack up enough sick leave to convince the Manchester's FSD to, you know, be like, to take me, because these bureaucrats be like, oh, this guy doesn't have that much sick hours, you know, he's going to call out all the time.
Right, like, right. So you got to build up your credibility, I suppose, before you can do something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. I got plenty of annual leave, so I was like, I don't know what their problem is. I got like at least 2 weeks worth.
Well, George, congratulations, man. We look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Yes, sir.
One more thing. Manwich?
Yes?
My friend Jane has been on me all day about this. When are they going to send her naked pics?
What?
Not sending anybody naked pics.
My goodness. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate hearing from you. Wow.
Not happening.
You made some promises to somebody, huh, Manwich?
Not me. I how am I going to have a political career if I send around naked pics on the internet?
You want a political career?
No.
Manwich for president?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231. I could see it happening. I could see you starting.
Naked guys are ridiculous. What in the world would they do that for?
Yeah, really, only gay men like to look at naked guys. I mean, the subscriber list to Playgirl magazine is mostly men, as I understand it.
I don't know. I haven't checked into it, but I wouldn't doubt what you have to say.
Yeah. All right. So way to go, George, and the rest of you that have decided to join the Free State Project. And, of course, we're excited about going up there. We're planning on being there this year, as a matter of fact. So George said he was going to be attending Pork Fest, which is the annual gathering of Free State Project members and also interested parties and liberty lovers, all gathering, getting together at a campground up in New Hampshire for about a week's time. There's all kinds of different pro-freedom activities going on, and you get to meet up with individuals of like mind. And we have yet to go, man, which we didn't get to make it last year, unfortunately. We couldn't get the money together for it. But this year, if we're up there in time, we'll definitely be there for Pork Fest. So should be a lot of fun. I hear that the energy is just incredible. I mean, can you imagine being around 200, 300, 400 other people that are of like mind, that believe in liberty and freedom?
Sounds good to me.
It does sound really good. All right, so let's get back into this ADD issue, Johnson. You've got the top 10 ways that ADD, attention deficit disorder, can actually help people who are working in the tech industry, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you asked me before we went to break about the what I would do if I didn't have access to, you know, talk radio all day. If I didn't have access to entertain me,
right,
I'd have to seek a lot more input in my daily job. I would have to leave my job and find another job that gave me more stimuli and more input, like a job where I was making sales calls all day,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, calling or talking to people. I could tolerate a job back when I was working in the horrible job that is food sales or retail sales. I could tolerate that job because I was interacting with people all day.
Interesting.
Now, I don't want to work that type of job. That's not the type of person I want to be,
right,
because I like money.
Indeed.
And, so
let's get into it. Top 10 things.
That's why I'm in the tech industry. One, he says the ability to hyper-focus. Hours of full engagement and concentration in a task if you find it interesting. You can get into the zone and be totally immersed in what you're doing while the outside world disappears.
Is that how you feel when you're at work?
Oh, well, when I'm plugged in, you know, and I'm doing something, or when I'm engaged in a task that I really enjoy, yeah, absolutely. When I first went on the net for the first time in 1993, he says...
Have you ever heard the expression, time flies when you're having fun?
Well, yeah, of course, that's a normal thing.
I just want to say.
That's a normal thing. It's, you know, if you're having fun, but not just necessarily if you're engaged and interested in a topic.
I think that having fun and being engaged and interested are pretty similar.
Yeah. When I went on the net for the first time in 1993 at an internet cafe, I got on the machine at 8 p.m., and around 4 a.m., I decided it was time to go home.
Yeah, so, somebody has a problem.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. I think you're totally out of you know, whack there if you think that that's not a standard thing. That people, you know, will get involved in the task and or, you know, any sort of a game or, you know, talking to people online or, you know, having a chat or a conversation.
Yeah,
or,
I suppose if it's a game.
I mean, come on. Think of, you know, people sitting around playing cards. 8 to 4 a.m. games of cards, that's pretty standard.
What happened?
There's 9 more reasons here coming up, 800-259-9231. Why is it ADD can actually help people in the tech industry? And I'm sure this applies to some other businesses as well, where you need to have, super craziness to be successful. 800-259-9231, it is your show. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Like being a libertarian talk show host.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the phones and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It is our newest feature on our website, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com, completely created by the listeners, editable by the listeners. You can add things to it. You can change things. It's neat because so can everyone else. The wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about attention deficit disorder, and Manwich, you don't believe that this is a disorder at all.
Well, I think that ADD exists. I think that there are people that can't focus, that they can't get anything done because they're this task, that task. I just think that there's, you know, a small kernel of truth to ADD, and then a lot of fringe people that get kind of tossed into this. I mean, it's a very hip thing to say that you are, and I don't like
it's hip to say that.
Heck, yeah, I don't think so either.
It means that I'm successful and I get crap done.
What?
It absolutely means that.
What?
Yes.
That is not the stigma attached to ADD.
Sure it is.
What are you talking about?
It means that I will immerse myself in the work that you have for me, boss, and that I will tirelessly work at that job.
Well, couldn't it also mean that you'd get distracted and not get the job done?
No, that's what ADD typically means.
No, because you have to be passionate about your job, too, while presenting that I'm ADD, but I'm passionate about my work. Yeah, absolutely.
What? I've never heard that before, not ever.
Well,
ADD typically means someone who is, in the working world, ADD typically means somebody who's distracted and who won't focus. But he'll cover some of these in here, so.
All right, so we got the top 10 ways that having ADD actually might help somebody if they're in a high-paced industry like the tech industry.
Now, I want to ask you this question on the air real quick, though, man, which I wanted you to answer the possibility of you being a librarian.
No, I couldn't be a librarian. I cannot do work. I choose not to work in an environment where I have to stay still.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to do a retail store because I get bored being in one place all the time.
Now, some people, could you see that some people might see that as a problem with themselves, especially if they did have a job where that was their main, their function, and that's what they had to do?
I'm sure they enjoy it.
They were put in a position. No. I'm saying somebody with your personality placed into that position of having to be a librarian. Would their personality type and their ADD be a problem for them at that point? Maybe they would want to seek treatment for it at that point?
I'm saying their personality type would, but, personality types generally go to different types of industries anyway. I mean,
generally,
Class A type personalities, these people end up in,
But when a personality type is thrown out of its natural environment, that's when their type and their personality and the problems with their particular mental state can become a problem that they want to alter. And sometimes if you can't alter that naturally on your own, and you are in the position where you have to do that job or you have to do a certain task, then you seek a chemical fix. And that's what some of these people are trying to do.
Job fix.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why we're both in the industry we are.
So, man, what you're just suggesting, it's people are different, right?
I mean, people are different.
They want different things, and they should work at different places.
And people love to classify themselves. They love to have little titles. I'm a Virgo. Whatever. Whatever.
Right. I think we've teased the top 10 list a little while for you. All right. Rapid fire mind. Your brain processes information at hyperspeed. You can do things in 30 minutes on a computer that might take other people hours. Downside if you're stuck with an old machine and not enough RAM because you'll be frustrated it can't keep up with the speed of your brain. 3. Multitasking at will. The ability to run 14 apps at a time effortlessly and switch between each without breaking a sweat. Able to do several projects at a time with ease. And apps, for those who don't know that, he means applications on the computer.
Programs. Number 4.
4. A high energy level.
You definitely have high energy. There's no doubt about that.
Who, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
I think that applies also to Manwich.
Manwich works 13 hours a day, every day.
Yep. You're able to keep going in a project if it's interesting. ADDers are more into creative and entrepreneurial activities than clerical and repetitive one. 14-hour days? No problem.
Go to hell.
I love that I'm reading this. Adrenaline is my fuel source. 5. Highly creative, able to think beyond the idea of a box. This comes naturally for ADDers, while others pay thousands of dollars to try and learn this.
Can you see why people would claim to be this while they were at a job interview?
Some people, and I think some people would have problems with some of this stuff. Since you take in more information than the average person, you're easily distractible, you're more than likely to view a problem from many different angles than vanilla people, non-ADDers. And therefore, come up with more possible solutions to a problem. Need an idea generator? Find an ADDer. 6. A quick learner. If it's something you're interested in. ADD is mainly a condition of boredom. If you have no trouble paying attention to something, yet you have no trouble paying attention to something if it's interesting. Most people find it difficult to do boring or repetitive things. Most people find it difficult to do boring or repetitive things. But these can often totally shut an ADDer down. Your rapid-fire brain plus highly creative mind and the ability to hyper-focus equals fast absorption of new information quickly. Dr. Ed Halliwell, who has ADD, has written several delivered from distraction, getting the most out of life with attention deficit disorder, said he stopped teaching psychiatry at Harvard University because the non-ADDers' brains were just too slow, and they took so long to get it. He got tired of being continually frustrated with waiting for them to catch up to the ADD students.
Could we just say that the ADD people are bright, perhaps?
I don't think all the ADD people are bright, though. That's not necessarily true. Stimulus-seeking brain. Well, I'll come back to this. But the next one is the stimulus-seeking brain.
We got four more to go. All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about ADD, attention deficit disorder, and how it might not actually be such a bad thing, depending on what business you work in. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airways. Do you have ADD? How does it affect your life? This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, toll free 800-259-9231. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Still got over an hour to go here, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show? Well, we want your vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because it keeps us up on the top 10 podcasts of the world. Currently, we're ranked, I believe, at number 4, thanks to your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. Justin, let's burn through the rest of these, the top 10 ways that being ADD could actually help people in certain high-paced industries like the tech industry.
All right. Again, I said number 7, stimulus-seeking brain. A perfect match for the wired world. An understimulated brain in an overstimulated virtual environment. Being an info junkie can be a good thing. Well, not always. 8, constantly scanning your environment. It allows you to notice more and find information and resources that others miss. also allows you to see possible problems before they arise and opportunities that others may not see because they have tunnel vision versus multiplex vision. An ADDer invented the electronic ticket. I don't know exactly what he means by that, but...
Well, the electronic ticket is...
like, the airport.
Yeah.
E-ticket. I don't know. I mean, okay.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know what he means by that, but anyway. 9, great in a crisis. High energy, intense situation, lots of chaos and change. Sign me up. I thrive on stimulation, chaos, and change. We can create order from chaos effortlessly. We can also create such an environment as well if needed. 10, risk taker. Impulsivity means you're more willing to take risks and have a bias for action. Act now while the opportunity is hot instead of just getting into analysis and paralysis. Many entrepreneurs have ADD, i.e., Paul, or who cares, the guy who founded Kinko's, the JetBlue founder, and CEO David Neeleman, who attributes his creativity to ADD. Both are billionaires. Imagine how successful a high-tech CEO would be if they didn't take many risks. These are just a few of the advantages of ADD. And then he's got apparently some more lists and whatnot, and he's got a website. And this was the guy, you know, I was talking about him. He's a counselor. So the guy's name is, again, Pete Quiley. ADD strength.
So he's saying you shouldn't. He's saying you don't have to necessarily take medication if you are able to, I guess, embroil yourself in your business. If you have a lot of stimulus, if you can, you know, feed your ADD, it could be good for you.
Right. Is that absolutely. Right? Yeah. He's saying there are other ways of managing your ADD
beyond just taking a pill.
Right.
Beyond trying to be like everyone else. Just be yourself, do what it is that comes naturally, and get into fields where it feels good to be in.
Yeah, and that's definitely the approach that I took to it, is that I wanted to, you know, I don't want to be in some of the fields that I would have to be in order to just keep my brain, you know, okay, you know, as far as jobs where that's all I was doing would just, you know, it's not the type of job that I want to do. So in order to do that, I just feed my brain a lot of other input, and then I can do other things.
So now, if one is ADD, then stimuli, stimulant drugs should slow one down.
Like cocaine?
Like cocaine. Like caffeine. Isn't that correct?
I don't think that that's absolutely true. That's
why would that be
too broad of a statement?
Why would that be the case?
If that's generally what happens with
hyperactivity. Some people with adrenaline, increased adrenaline stimulants react the reverse way for them. Just a biochemical.
Interesting. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control of the phones. Eric's on the line. He wants to talk about roads. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.